Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe M. Dedis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, January 4th, 2019. Welcome to day 715. House Democrats approved a series of spending bills meant to reopen the federal government without Trump's border wall money, but the legislative spending package is expected to be dead on arrival in the Senate, where Mitch McConnell has vowed to not waste his time with proposals that Trump will veto. Congressional Republicans called the effort pointless political theater. Trump, meanwhile, is reportedly considering declaring a national emergency in order to use $4 billion in DOD funding to build his wall. The move would sidestep Congress if Trump doesn't get his money for the border wall. During his press conference today, Trump acknowledged that he was considering using national emergency powers to get the wall built for the security of our country. He likened it to the military version of eminent domain, which, of course, is not a real thing. This story is still developing, so check back to the main site for updates. Trump also threatened to keep the government partially shut down for months or even years following what Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi described as a lengthy and sometimes contentious meeting at the White House today. Trump, however, characterized the meeting as a very, very productive meeting. During a Rose Garden press conference, he said, "I think we've come a long way," and he defended the shutdown, adding, quote, "I'm very proud of doing what I'm doing. I don't call it a shutdown. I call it doing what you have to do," end quote. The shutdown, which entered its 14th day today, has left about 800,000 workers without pay, limited several federal agencies, and slowed down the U.S. court system. Meanwhile, hundreds of senior Trump administration officials are scheduled to receive a $10,000 raise tomorrow, even as some 800,000 federal employees are currently working without pay due to the partial government shutdown. And finally, shortly after being sworn in, freshman Democratic representative from Michigan, Rashida Tlaib, told her supporters, quote, "We're going to go in there and we're going to impeach the motherfucker," referring to Trump. House Democratic leaders immediately tried to quell the impeachment talk, saying that they want to wait for Robert Mueller to file his report about his investigation into Russian interference. Republicans, meanwhile, seized on the comments, saying that it's proof that Democrats are playing politics rather than pursuing oversight. Trump responded to Tlaib's call for impeachment, saying, "You can't impeach somebody who's doing a great job." And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update, but are still worth knowing about. 1. House Democrats unveiled an ethics reform package that would put new checks on the White House and require Trump to release his tax returns. 2. A watchdog group accused Ivanka Trump of violating a conflict of interest law by participating in the implementation of Opportunity Zones, a program that gives tax breaks for investing in economically distressed communities. 3. U.S. employers added 312,000 jobs in December. The unemployment rate went up to 3.9%, and the average hourly pay rose by 3.2% from a year ago. 4. Trump blamed the recent stock market sell-off on the fact that Democrats took control over the House. 5. A bipartisan pair of Senate lawmakers proposed legislation forcing the Trump administration to take a stronger stance on China. 6. House Democrats filed a motion to intervene in a federal court case in Texas that poses a threat to the Affordable Care Act. 7. The American man who's being held on espionage charges in Moscow also has British, Canadian, and Irish citizenship. And finally, a federal appeals court sided with the Trump administration on a policy of restricting military service for transgender people. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe M. Dedis.